Why I write. It's difficult to say. It crept up on me. A retrospective analysis might reveal that as a child, I spent thousands of book reading hours travelling in my head to exotic places and filling my mind with all kinds of strange ideas. Key influences were C.S. Lewis and his Narnia stories, Isaac Asimov and his science fiction, George Orwell and his quietly British humanism, and Aldous Huxley crowbarring open my doors of perception. Certainly by my teens, I had a more than healthy respect for the written word. It reached into your home, your head, your heart, and transformed you. And then, as an itinerant marine biologist in my 20s, I was washed ashore in London, wondering what a marine scientist might do for a living more than 40 miles from the sea. Write, perhaps. So began a kind of love affair. When I started, I wanted to communicate my passion for science. But just as important, I was curious and wanted to understand things, like how the world worked. If you crave to understand something, what better way than to write about it? Or teach it, perhaps both. Occasionally, I get direct feedback from my readers. I hear from a young woman in the States who read one of my books as a child and was inspired to become an oceanographer. Or a colleague who says my Guide to Sex is as good as, if not better, than the latest cult book on relationships. And when I write, I always have a picture in my mind's eye of my reader, with a smiling, quizzical look on her face. I know it's hackneyed, but if one person treats the world or their partner in a better way as a result of reading one of my books, then I'm pretty happy. Why do I write? Because it's a habit, a good habit. Nothing else in my working life gives me more satisfaction. Writing gives me the excuse to satisfy my curiosity, albeit temporarily, to understand something enough to hopefully communicate that understanding with elegance to somebody else. And I find writing multi-layered and endlessly fascinating, a continuing challenge. And after more than 20 years as a professional writer, I feel I'm still improving. Besides, by now I can't stop myself.